Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. On today's program, we join the Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, in spending time with the staff and students at St. Michael's Primary School on Read Across Jamaica Day 2014. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Tuesday, May 6 was celebrated as Read Across Jamaica Day, and Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites spent a part of the day reading to grade 6 students of St. Michael's Primary School in Kingston. He read them the story, Jack and the Beanstalk.
In a loud voice, the giant roared, "Feed,
heaven up! Feed, my food!
For I
said, Lord, I am a
fish man. Be alive or be dead, I'll grind my bones to make my bread."
After he was finished, the minister was full of praise for the students and the level of interest they showed.
The grade 6 students were so interested, they are so intelligent, that we want to say that they certainly can learn and are learning, and I looked forward to and enjoyed the occasion with them.
He also praised the staff at St. Michael's for the good job they're doing, adding that the school is one of numerous inner-city schools overcoming challenges to produce students of quality.
Some of the inner-city schools are producing the best results. And there's no doubt that there are social challenges. St. Michael's has overcome many of those challenges, and therefore I encourage more and more students to register at a place like this, or at Holy Family, or at Olympic Way, or any of the other inner-city schools here or in the country parts.
Grade 6 teacher Camicia Vassell says the determination of the teachers, combined with assistance from Corporate Jamaica, is helping to transform St. Michael's Primary into a school of quality. A proud feather in the school's cap so far is that this year, for the first time in school history, a student passed the GSAT exam for Campion College.
Our numeracy program is going well, where the teachers team teach, they change classes, go over, switch over and teach, and it's a good thing. It's a small school, but we're getting there. Our literacy level have grown, the GSAT percentage have grown as well. We do a morning program where the students go based on their levels to different teachers that assist them with the reading, and we have quite a number of resources that we use as well. Our lab, which is well done over by GTech, we use that.
The school, she says, cannot begin to express the gratitude for the volume of help it receives from Corporate Jamaica.
We are grateful for Corporate Jamaica, Pricewater, BOJ. Pricewaterhouse, every Christmas they take care of the children. They have their mentors there. Scotiabank comes in. We have a mentorship program. Stock Exchange, we get our daily porridge. That's a breakfast in the morning. Huge support. And Father Olang and friends, they come in at times and we get stuff from them. So Corporate Jamaica has really been on board.
Principal Dave Allen says his vision is to see St. Michael's Primary become a true beacon of hope and empowerment within the community, noting that they're steadily moving towards this mark.
We want to ensure that academically we do well, because we have seen signs, but we want to get some programs in so that we can assist students more and sort of guide them in the direction so that they can do as well as any other well-run primary schools in Jamaica.
He is inviting more parents to make their children part of the transformation.
Parents do not know the opportunities that their children have at the school, so this probably is a good forum for them to know the assistance that they can get if they keep supporting the school. We have ample space for at least 1,000 students, and if we squeeze, we could take 1,200.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.